Was the work that much different from a senior student nurse to a staff nurse?
Yes. I mean, you had the responsibility.
Yeah.
On the morning and afternoon, because we were working afternoons by that stage. They had registered nurses on in the afternoons.
In most of the wards?
Yes, in most of the wards.
Mm.
Particularly on the surgical wards, definitely.
Yeah.
But night duty was still student nurses with registered nurses covering the whole hospital.
So what extra responsibilities did you have?
Well, you had all the responsibility for all the students for a start, but of course you had all the responsibility for the medications for dangerous drugs, for setting up all the intravenous fluids, checking out, putting drugs into intravenous fluids.
Oh, so intravenous drugs were coming in by then.
Yeah. Mm. So we were, you know, adding potassium and IV antibiotics. Doing that sort of thing at that stage.
Yeah.
Because as a student nurse, you weren't allowed to add anything. You weren't allowed to change drips. You were allowed to manage them, but if things were going wrong with them, you weren't allowed to change lines or anything like that. So
one day you're a student nurse, the next you're a staff nurse, and you're expected to be able to do all these things.
But you had plenty of... You'd observed and you'd been allowed to do it by some registered nurses when you were on afternoons and things, because there wasn't enough staff.
Yeah.
So you were certainly practically doing it by the time you became a you had the knowledge and you had actually done these things because there was no one else to do them.
Yeah.
So you had some practical experience.